It's a terrible disservice to the people of this nation. So now the American people have to do what the court should have been willing to do, but will not. The American people have to render a judgment about Donald Trump's behavior. The American people must decide whether Donald Trump's assault on our democracy on January 6th makes him unfit for public office in the highest office in the land. The American people must decide if Trump's embrace of violence to preserve his power is acceptable. Perhaps most importantly, the American people must decide if they want to entrust the president once again, the presidency, to Donald Trump, now knowing he'll be even more emboldened to do whatever he pleases whenever he wants to do it.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. Welcome to Day 1260. Joe Biden denounced the Supreme Court's decision to grant convicted felon Donald Trump broad immunity from prosecution, warning that it sets a dangerous precedent and undermines the rule of law. Biden said the court's 6-3 decision puts virtually no limits on what a president can do, and that it all but ensures Trump won't be tried on charges of trying to overturn the 2020 election before the upcoming 2024 election. The court sent the case back to the trial judge to determine which, if any, of Trump's actions were part of his official duties and thus protected from prosecution. Biden added, "The American people must decide if Trump's embrace of violence to preserve his power is acceptable. Perhaps most importantly, the American people must decide if they want to entrust the presidency once again to Donald Trump, knowing he'll be more emboldened to do whatever he pleases whenever he wants to do it." Meanwhile, Trump threatened to prosecute his perceived political enemies in his second term, amplifying posts on social media calling for a televised military tribunal for Liz Cheney and the jailing of Biden, Kamala Harris, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and Nancy Pelosi, as well as Mike Pence and members of the House committee that investigated the January 6th attack. One of Trump's reposts reads, "Elizabeth Lynn Cheney is guilty of treason. Retruth if you want televised military tribunals." And on the same day that Steve Bannon reported to prison for contempt of Congress, Trump again blamed Biden for what he claims is a weaponization of the Justice Department, suggesting that Biden is going to pay a big price for it, adding, "What they've done in this country is unthinkable." The Biden campaign, meanwhile, warned that Trump is doubling down on threats to our democracy, adding that the Supreme Court has now paved the way for him to do exactly what he is saying he will if he wins. At the same time, the judge in Trump's election interference trial involving falsified business records delayed the sentencing until September 18th, at the earliest, in order to give time to weigh the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. The judge set the new date after Trump challenged his conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, making him the first former president in U.S. history to be convicted of a crime. The judge said he would rule on the immunity finding on September 6th and that sentencing would take place only if necessary. The delay also means Trump will not be sentenced until after he is formally nominated for president at the Republican National Convention on July 15th. And finally, the New York State Supreme Court disbarred Rudy Giuliani over his failed effort to overturn the results of the 2020 election, saying the seriousness of Giuliani's misconduct could not be overstated. The court said he baselessly attacked and undermined the integrity of this country's electoral process, noting that Giuliani communicated demonstrably false and misleading statements to courts, lawmakers, and the public at large regarding the 2020 election. In doing so, the court continued, respondent not only deliberately violated some of the most fundamental tenets of the legal profession, but he also actively contributed to the national strife that has followed the 2020 presidential election, for which he is entirely unrepentant. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.